I was wondering what changes in students and their counseling needs you observed during the mid-1960s when the Vietnam War was on and there was general unrest in the country.
Well, I think I met some of the spirit that was often manifested in soldiers who were at the front. What's the use of thinking about the future? There's no future assured me. Of course, there never is any future really assured you, but the future was relatively vague and uncertain and unpromising. So I don't think there were any less people, the students weren't any less sincere, but they were puzzled, and rightly so. It was a puzzling situation. We don't yet know what is the value of Vietnam, let's say, and that's what was puzzling, his life. And when you put your life up to defend something, you want to be sure that it's a good cause. Now, to be threatened with having to put your life on the line for no very good cause in your mind, whether it was or not, I won't judge that, but that was their attitude. It was not worth it. And what to do as a consequence? How are they to do something different so that they didn't have to go through that? Was always present with them. And yet I think a great many people were doing some pretty sound thinking. And I wasn't particularly shocked at any change. I'm never much shocked at what people do, because you can expect almost anything from any of us sometime. And you just have to be prepared for shocks. But this discouragement was to me rather painful. I didn't like to see it.